الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وقال تعالى الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور وقال تعالى الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا وقال تعالى دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, there was a person by the name of Dhimad bin Tha'laba al-Azdi radiyallahu ta'ala an. This particular person, Dhimad, we will discuss today inshallah the incident when he arrives in Makkah. And this is the beginning of Islam when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still in Makkah Mukarrama. Qadima Dhimad Makkata. And the riwayat says he was from the Azd Shanu'ah tribe. So he was an Azdi. And he had the skill and the ability to help those who were insane and mad in trying to cure them. At that time, that was his job. So when he reached Makkah, سَمِعَ سُفَهَاءَ أَهْلِ مَكَّةَ, he heard some foolish people of Makkah, those who were the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were always criticizing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were persecuting him. They were tormenting him. They would become impediments, obstructions in any person wishing to embrace Islam. And they would literally put those people off who were inclined towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they would forewarn such people who came into Makkah from the outside that, listen, don't go near this person. So he heard these people saying, Inna Muhammadan Majnoonun. Ma'adallah. The people of Makkah said, or some of them said, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's insane, he's a madman. So Dhimad bin Tha'laba, who was not yet a Muslim, he thought to himself that perhaps I will be able to cure this man. So he goes in pursuit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he meets Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that I have the ability to make ilaj, to remedy those people who are insane. فَهَلْ لَكَ, do you wish that I should cure you? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then recited the following words. And listen very carefully. He says, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ نحمده ونستعينه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أني عبده ورسوله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Rasulullah recited these words which are very familiar to all of us. In the beginning of our talks, our khutbah, we hear the same words. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ. that all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sought the assistance of Allah and he bore witness and he said, whoever Allah guides, whoever Allah gives hidayat, there cannot be any person who can lead him astray, and whomsoever Allah leads astray, nobody can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God, there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah, and I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am the abd, the servant, the slave, and his Rasul. Respected brothers and elders, when Dimadi heard this, he said, لَقَدْ سَمِعْتُ قَوْلَ الْكَهَنَةِ وَقَوْلَ السَّحَرَةِ وَقَوْلَ الشُّعَرَاءِ. I've heard the words of fortune tellers, of magicians, of poets. مَا سَمِعْتُ مِثْلَ كَلِمَاتِكَ هَؤُلَى. But I have never heard such words. I have never heard such words, such profound words. And to explain the profundity of these words that affected him, that had an overwhelming effect on him, he said, لَقَدْ بَلَغْنَا قَامُوسَ الْبَحْرِ. It has reached the depths of the ocean in its profundity, in its loftiness. He was taken aback by these words, praising Allah, seeking the assistance of Allah, that Allah is the guide. Subhanallah. Immediately after that, he says, Ya Rasulullah, mudda yadak. Stretch your hands out, ubayi'ka ala al-Islam. I wish to embrace Islam. Rasulullah says, are you embracing Islam just on your own behalf, or also on your people? He says, ala qawmi, even on my people. And he embraced Islam. We don't have much time, but I would have liked to share with you so many other incidents of a similar nature when a person who is going with a negative motive, in other words, he's trying to oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu goes to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And en route, we know the entire incident, how he is rerouted to his sister who had embraced Islam, and then he begins to beat up. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with Islam. And this is hidayat. When Allah wishes hidayat and guidance to come to any person, then Allah guides the person. Allah opens the doors for that person. Nobody can stop that person. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu anhu was a similar incident where he stuffed cotton wool in his ears not to hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he saw the salat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was so attracted by the salat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that made him remove those cotton buds and cotton wool, and he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he overhears the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he becomes so deeply affected. Nonetheless, the topic of discussion today is the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we make the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we praise Allah Rabbul Izzat? Allah says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to Allah alone. He is praiseworthy. There is no person, no creation that can be more praiseworthy than Allah Rabbul Izzat. Every type of praise belongs ultimately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the true benefactor. He is the munificent benefactor. He is the source of all boons and favors. Sometimes we find somebody doing something good to us. They've favored us with something, they've given us some gift, or they've been kind to us, generous to us. So of course we thank the person. But in essence, that person would not have the ability and the resource to provide us with the gift had it not been for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives us the capabilities. Allah gives us the resources to show kindness on others. Therefore, all praises belong ultimately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not require our praises. Allah is independent. He is al-ghani, al-aziz, al-hamid. But Allah commands us, instructs us to praise Him. And in the Quran, verses that are recited, in so many other verses, where Allah praises himself, and Allah says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You know, scholars and ulama have gone so deep in the meaning of Alhamdu. Volumes can be written just on Alhamd. They have went into academic discussion between what is the meaning difference between Hamd and Shukr, between Hamd and Madah. We don't have that time, but the point here that I wish to drive across to you is that Allah does not require our praises, despite that He tells us to praise Him. You know, besides human beings, besides us praising Allah, Allah has got countless of His creation that are praising Him. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Every single creation of Allah, be it the rocks, the mountains, the plants, the rivers, the sea, the jinn, the angels, everybody is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are glorifying Allah. It is just that we cannot understand they are praising Allah Rabbul Izzat. We don't understand when the birds are chirping, how they are praising Allah. When the animals are making their sounds, and how they are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got angels created from the very time He created them. Their only task is that they are praising Allah. Some are in the qiyam position, some in the ruku position, some in the sajda position. All are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not even require the praises of any of His creation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with divine words, with words that would inspire him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned once, Allahumma laka alhamdu, la nuhsi thana'an alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Oh Allah, all praise belongs to You. We cannot truly praise You. We cannot truly enumerate all Your countless favors and praise You accordingly. You are, oh Allah, exactly how You have praised Yourself. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. How You have made ta'arif and praised Yourself. Ya Allah, You are exactly like that. You know, it is mentioned in one long hadith, Hadith al-Shafa'ah, on the day of Qiyamah, when finally every person will go to Rasulullah SAW to ask Rasulullah SAW to intercede on their behalf and ask Allah to now begin the hisab, the reckoning on the day of Qiyamah, and we know the horrors of Qiyamah. Rasulullah SAW will go into prostration under the arsh of Allah. It is mentioned in the riwayat, فَيَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مَحَامِدَهُ. Allah will inspire Rasulullah on that occasion when he will be in sajda, when the entire mankind will be running to and fro, when every person will be so overgripped with fear, anxiety, pain, suffering. And Rasulullah will go into prostration and then he will praise Allah with such praises that Allah did not inspire any person before that. Even Rasulullah SAW was not inspired before that with the words that he will praise Allah with in sajda on that occasion. Can you imagine what words of praise will be mentioned then? And then Allah will say, Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'asak, sal tu'ta, washfa'tu shafa. Oh Muhammad, raise your head now and ask and beg. Whatever you ask, you'll be given and you can intercede and your intercession will be answered. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one person, he said, Allahumma ya Rabbi laka alhamd kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Wallah, I praise You. That praise which is in accordance and appropriate and suitable to Your grandeur, Your majesty, Your greatness, Your loftiness, Your sublimity. The angels, it's mentioned in the riwayat, the angels who were writing down this, they ascended to Allah. They went back to Allah. Oh Allah, Your servant Abduk, he has mentioned such words. We cannot even write these words. We do not know what reward to write for these words. Allah says, go back, write these words exactly how He has said it. فَأَنَا أُجْزِيهِ. When He comes to me, then I will reward Him accordingly. لَوْ أَنَّ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا. In one narration it is mentioned, the entire world, with all its contents, فِي يَدِي رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. If it is in the possession of one ummati of mine. The entire world. He's the king of everything you can see in this world. All the treasures. Allah gives him the possession of all these things. And then he says, Alhamdulillah. He just utters once, Alhamdulillah. فَكَانَ الْحَمْدُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. This one Alhamdulillah is more meritorious and greater than all the things that he possessed. Just one Alhamdulillah. Therefore in the hadith it's mentioned, وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ تَمْلَأُ الْمِيزَانِ. This one Alhamdulillah that we say, it will fill the scales on the day of Qiyamah, the scales of good deeds. One Alhamdulillah. So powerful, so great is Alhamdulillah. A person who recites قَبْلَ تُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا مِئَةَ مَرَّةِ, whoever recites 100 times Alhamdulillah in the morning and the evening, 100 times Alhamdulillah, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his reward is that he will be given the reward of that person who sends 100 horses which were laden, fully laden, with the saddle back, with all the equipment and all the goods. 100 horses in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just by saying Alhamdulillah 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening. We cannot truly praise Allah. Allah says, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. If all the oceans in the world, and another verse, if all the trees in the world have to be turned into pens, and the oceans of the sea with reinforcement, with more and more ink, or oceans as used as ink, and if you've got these barks of the tree, which are used as pens, and all the ocean uses ink, and you are writing the praises of Allah. You are praising Allah. You are praising Allah. You are praising Allah. لَنَفِذَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَذَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلُوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Allah says that all those trees will become extinct. They will be finished. The ink will get dry, will dry up. Yet you will not have still praised Allah as He ought to be praised. Allah begins the very first word in the Qur'an-i-Majid. Not the first one, first word to be revealed. The first word in the Qur'an-i-Majid as we recite, open the Qur'an, which is the first surah, Surah Al-Fatiha. The opening chapter, what is the first word? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It is mentioned in the kitabs, the very first word mentioned by Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was Alhamdulillah. When a person sneezes, what does he say? What is the sunnah? These are the teachings of Rasulullah SAW which we have abandoned, we have discarded. A person sneezes, he says, excuse me. What are you excusing? You should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to my Allah. Ulama have given various explanations why a person says Alhamdulillah. Some have explained the fact that when a person sneezes, then that for a few seconds, or just for a split second, his heart even stops beating, and therefore Allah gives him, restores his life, and he praises Allah. Some say, when a person sneezes, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah has written this, that when he sneezes, then the facial expression looks very, very ugly, when he pulls his face when he's sneezing, and then Allah restores this beautiful face of his in the right way, in the beautiful way, and then he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah has exhorted us to praise Allah, to say Alhamdulillah when we sneeze. So when you are praising Allah, you are taking the name of your Allah, you are glorifying Him, you are praising Him. The person who listens to your saying Alhamdulillah, then it becomes a right, your right now upon him, which is called Tashmeetul Atis in Arabic, where he should say Yarhamuk Allah. You have praised my Allah? May Allah have mercy upon you. I am so happy that you praise my Allah. Therefore you deserve the mercy of Allah. And when somebody gives you dua, in response then Rasulullah says, you must say, Yahdikum Allah wa yuslihu balakum. May Allah guide you. May Allah make all your matters correct. May Allah make everything perfect for you. When the Imam says, Sami' Allahu liman hamida. What is he saying? Allah has heard the one who has praised him. He recited Surah Fatiha, Ummul Kitab, in which he said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah says, my banda has praised me, my abd has praised me, and he's recited verses of the Quran. He's glorifying Allah, he's praising Allah, he's standing before Allah. He goes into ruku, he says, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. He's glorifying Allah, he's praising Allah. When he stands up, he says, Sami' Allahu liman hamida. Allah has heard the one who has praised him. Those behind the Imam, the Muqtadis, what are they expected to say? Rabbana lakal hamd. And the various dua, لَكَ الْحَمْدُ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ. We are praising Allah. In one riwayat, غُفِرْ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Who? That person, when the Imam says, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, then he says, رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Because he is praising Allah, it conforms at that very moment with this, the words of praises that the angels then say to Allah. فَإِنَّ قَوْلَهُ يُوَافِقُ قَوْلَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels also are praising Allah at that time. When this happens, then all this person's past, minor sins are all forgiven. Subhanallah, all forgiven. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا يُدْعَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يَحْمَدُونَ اللَّهَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. The very first group to be called towards Jannah, paradise, on the day of Qiyamah, will be those people who praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of prosperity and in times of adversity. Whether they were in a happy condition, whether they had all the comfort of the world, they still praised Allah. And whether they were in discomfort, pain, suffering, ill health, they still praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the salient feature of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the salient feature of the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to praise Allah in all conditions. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu says that once Rasulullah sallallahu, whenever Rasulullah kana idha ra'a ma yuhibbu, when he saw anything that he liked, he would say, Alhamdulillahi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. It is only, all praise belongs to Allah, that through His bounty, His favor, do righteous deeds gain perfection and completion. And when he would see anything ma yakraha, which he disliked, he would say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praise be to Allah in all conditions. In all conditions. When a person loses his child, an infant child, Allah questions the angel. Allah knows very well what has happened. Allah says that you have taken away the life of one servant of mine. Yes, Allah. You have taken away the child of one of my servants. Yes. أَبَطُمْ ثَمَرَةَ فُؤَادِهِ. You have taken away his liver. You know, we tell our children, you are my life, you are my liver, you are my heart. You have taken away his heart. قَالُوا نَعَمْ. Yes, Allah. Okay, what was the response of my servant then? When you took away his child, what was the response of my servant? Oh Allah. فَحَمِدَكَ وَاسْتَرْجَحَكَ. Wallah, he said, Alhamdulillah. And he said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. My servant said like that. He praised me. أُبْنُوا لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَسَمُّوهُ بَيْتَ الْحَمْدِ. Build for him a palace in Jannah and name that palace the house of praise. بَيْتُ الْحَمْدِ, the house of praise. My respected brothers and sisters, this is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can go on. There are so many incidents and so many aspects when it comes to praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we eat food, after we eat food, what do we say? We forget the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. We're not accustomed to praising Allah. We praise Allah immediately. When we drink cold water, we praise Allah who has given us that sweet water out of His mercy. And Allah did not make that water bitter and salty because of our sins. In reality, that water should have tasted salty and bitter because of our sins. But Allah, out of His sheer mercy for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it sweet. In Allah la yarda anil abd, hadith of Rasulullah, Allah becomes happy. Allah becomes pleased with that servant of His. That when he eats a few morsels of food, he takes a few sips of water, فَيَحْمَدُهُ عَلَيْهَا. He praises Allah on that. Allah becomes so happy and pleased with him. There are six occasions when the people of Jannah, when they will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will say, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Then everybody will be assembled together and Allah will then instruct the disbelievers. Allah will say, you sinners, you criminals, you move aside. Move away. You will be dispatched to hellfire. and the believers going to Jannah. When that will happen, when they hear this, وَانْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, they will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي نَجَّانَا مِنَ الْقُومِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Praise be to Allah who has given us refuge and salvation from those who transgress the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to crossing the pul sirat, the bridge, and when they cross the pul sirat, the bridge of sirat, they would praise Allah. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنِ. Praise be to Allah who has removed us from this grief, from this anxiety. We were so worried. What is going to happen to us? And they praise Allah then. From the believers, if there were those who because of their sins required some cleansing of their sins and expiation of their sins, may Allah protect us. May Allah don't even take us near Jahannam. May Allah enter us into Jannah without any reckoning. But for those believers who ultimately will go into Jannah because of the iman, because Allah forgive them, but initially because to cleanse and purify themselves of the sins, for a little while if they have to be put into Jahannam, and after that when they are removed, then they will be dipped into what is called Nahrul Hayat, the water of life. And once they are dipped into that, they become extremely clean and fresh and beautiful again. Again they praise Allah. Alhamdulillah الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. Subhanallah. They praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah, you have given us this guidance. Had it not been for you, we would not have received this guidance. Then we have remained in perdition in Jahannam forever and ever. And when they enter Jannah, Alhamdulillah الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الجنة. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has be kept true to his promise and he has made us the inheritors of paradise. When they will take their dwelling places in Jannah, the beautiful lofty mansions and castles and palaces and the rivers, when they will settle down in Jannah, then they will praise again. الَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا دَارَ الْمُقَامَةِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. They will say, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَ الْحَزَنِ إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ الَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا دَارَ الْمُقَامَةِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Praising Allah, Allah, you have given us this lofty mansion out of your mercy. When a person in Jannah, it comes in the riwayat, when he desires to eat food, he will say, سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ. And immediately he is given variety of food, and the food of Jannah we cannot describe. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم. And he's eating and he's meeting people. وتحيتهم فيها سلام. In Jannah, what will be the greeting? Salam. And when he terminates, when he completes his eating, he says, الحمد لله رب العالمين. وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. And the end of his supplication again in Jannah is الحمد لله رب العالمين. He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and elders, Allah's praise, Allah's kindness, Allah's generosity, Allah's munificence, it is not specifically and exclusive only for the believers, no. Even the disbelievers enjoy the generosity of Allah. The thousands of favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single creation enjoys the boons and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know what type of benefactor Allah is? What type of mun'im Allah is? Unlike the benefactors of this world, those people who may shower some person with some favor and some gift, but if you find a poor person persisting and keep on going to this benefactor, he will become angry with him, he will chase him away, he will deprive him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his doors always open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such al-mun'im, such a munificent benefactor who never becomes upset with you. The more you ask, the more he gives. The more you ask, the more he gives. The more you praise him, the more happy Allah becomes with you and the more he gives you. Allah has no ulterior motives when he gives. Perhaps in the world somebody, a benefactor gives you. He's showing some favor upon you. Maybe he wants to marry your daughter. So he's being very kind to you. He's got some ulterior motive. He wants some favor in return. Oh, okay. He doesn't want any favor in return. He says, just make dua for me, man. He's asking you for dua, which is good. We should ask. But he wants some reward. He wants some thawab. In the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is free from all these things. Allah wants nothing in return. Allah wants nothing in return. Allah does not ask for any favor. Allah just gives and He gives and He gives. And His treasures are never depleted. Our praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never be equal to the bounties that He has given us. Can never be equal to the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. You know, before a person can even ask Allah, Allah gives him so much. When we were in the wombs of our mothers, in Arabic they say when you were a janin, you were still in the embryo stage, you were in your mother's womb. Who gave you? Did you ask Allah to give you, provide for you there? No. Nobody asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We could not even speak. Allah provided for us even there. My respected brothers and elders in the dunya, a benefactor, if he becomes poor, impoverished, then he's unable to give you any more favors. Your favors come to an end. Perhaps he travels abroad, he now lives abroad, he has migrated. And your supply is cut off. Your favors that you are receiving from him now come to an end. Or he passes away. He leaves the world. So you were being given those favors, it comes to an end. In the case of Allah, it is never like that. Allah is eternal. Allah is azal. Allah is baqi. Allah is full of praise. Allah was full of praise. Allah is full of praises. Allah will remain full of praises. He is all praiseworthy. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, let us become accustomed to praising our Allah. When we stand up before Allah Rabbul Izzat, and when we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then believe that we are now praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very little way. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Allah, I am ajiz. I'm helpless. I cannot praise you. You have bestowed thousands of bounties upon me. Oh Allah, how should I praise you? Allah says, the fact that you acknowledge that I have showered these bounties upon you, and the fact that you have acknowledged that you have become incapable of really praising me, and then that is the praises that I require. That is the shukr that you have made. That is the shukr that is according to your ability. And that is all I am asking you. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. It is mentioned in the kitab that in the kulli luqiyin wa ijtima'in kanu yahmadun Allah. In every meeting, praising Allah. A man meets a person and he says, kayfa asbahta? How are you this morning? How are you this evening? How are you feeling? And the person says in response, Alhamdulillah. He says, I was just waiting to hear the praises of my Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahabi, how are you? He says, Ahmaduka Allah ilayk. I praise Allah subhanahu. Ahmadullah ilayk. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. I glorify my Allah. I praise my Allah. Rasulullah says, that's exactly what I was waiting for. May Allah ta'ala give us the ability to understand Allah Rabbul Izz, get some ma'rifat. Just a drop of the ma'rifat of Allah. The love of Allah. Let us begin praising Allah. We praise celebrities of this world who live such a stinking life. And we fail to praise Allah for the countless boons and favors He has bestowed upon us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq and hidayat of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly. Let our tongues be moist with the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wahum. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.